Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. We want to check in on the world of sports now, particularly with some news today. The NFL has approved a new policy that it says is designed to end the controversy over protesting the national anthem. We also, of course, have the big Celtics series. And with me in the studio to talk about these things and more is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Deb.
So let's go to the Celtics first. They take on Cleveland tonight, game five of the Eastern Conference Finals. Series tied right now, 2-2. Celtics head coach Brad Stevens says he's only looking forward. Let's listen.
It's the best 2 out of 3 to go to the NBA Finals. Doesn't get better than that. I mean, ultimately, you know, anybody that didn't think this was going to be tough, I mean, everything is tough. And, you know, in this deal, it's a blast to have to grit your teeth, get up off the mat, and go after it again.
A blast. So Bill, the Celtics started out strong. People thought it was, it was really just going to be sort of wiping the floor with the Cavs here. How might tonight's home court advantage help out?
That's the great mystery. I don't know why they can only win at home. I don't know if it's the chemistry provided by the crowd or if it's the baskets are a quarter of an inch shorter or closer to the floor. I really have no idea.
Don't start but with another gate or something.
Something mysterious is going on. They played okay on the road during the regular season. So I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that they're playing, obviously, teams that are very charged up in the postseason. But whatever it is, we have to hope that the home court advantage holds, two more times.
Right. What do you think about the team overall, about how it's been doing?
I can't figure it out. I really can't. On some days, they look as if they know exactly what they're doing, and they anticipate each other's movements with just incredible precision. The passes are good. The opportunities are there. And then you look at the first quarter of game four, it looked like they went out and collected a bunch of guys who had never met each other, and they didn't have any idea what to do. And as a result, LeBron James and the Cavaliers made him look like amateurs.
I actually think I heard the commentator say during that game, this is really sloppy basketball.
It was, and the irony, of course, was that for the next two quarters, they outplayed the Cavs and outscored the Cavs. If they hadn't dug themselves such a deep hole in the first quarter, we might be looking at 3-1 right now.
Right. So let's talk about, let's move on and talk about the news in the NFL today. The league announced that new policy saying players can stay in the locker room during the national anthem. But if they do go on the field and kneel during the anthem, the team will be fined. So what's your immediate reaction there?
Ever since I read this story, I've been trying to think of a policy that would be stupider, and I can't. This is the surest way to create a divide between players and between the players and the owners that I could possibly imagine. You're saying, well, yeah, you can stay in the locker room and you can come out on, if you're willing to stand for the anthem, you can come out on the field. What can possibly, this only a room full of old white men presiding over a workplace made up predominantly of young black men, how could they possibly do this? Right. And the only reason is they're trying to appease somebody who thinks that anybody who doesn't stand for the anthem ought to be fired. And he's in the White House right now. And so lots of the owners, as you know, make contributions to his campaign. So this is, I suppose on the current landscape, it's no dumber than lots of other things that are going on. But boy, it stands out in sports.
And challenges are likely, so we'll see.
I hope so. Yeah, if they just roll over on this, then, yeah, boy, I sure hope there are challenges aplenty from the ACLU and elsewhere.
Right.
Players.
On a lighter note, where is Tom Brady, right? He's been absent. Well, we have to ask, Bill.
See, I know. And the NFL, they're so brilliant at marketing. They really hope that all the fans are going to be so concerned about why Tom Brady isn't in camp for a mini camp that they'll kind of not notice this stupid policy that they've just instituted. Look, shiny things over here, Tom Brady.
right. Phil Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs right here on WBUR Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Thanks, Phil.
My pleasure. Thanks, Deb.
That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.